When Jeff Sessions announced the dismantling of DACA, he repeated one specific term to describe DACA recipients.
By allowing those same illegal aliens, adult illegal aliens, group of illegal aliens.
That word, aliens, communicates one simple message to DACA recipients. You do not belong here. But if you ask most people with DACA if they feel American, you'll likely get an emphatic, yes, absolutely. Now, it's true, they weren't born in this country, but they've been here for most of their lives. And many say that in their hearts, they're just as American as anyone else. This isn't an empty cliche. During Hurricane Harvey, DACA recipient Alonso Guillen, along with green card holder Tomas Carrion, didn't hesitate to stand up for their fellow Americans. They went above and beyond what anyone could have possibly expected. Producer Noam Hassenfeld has the story.
Alonso Guillen came to Texas from Mexico when he was 15 years old. He and his family found a home in Lufkin, a small town 2 hours north of Houston. From a young age, he was
this kind of hyperactive, super inquisitive kid who was always trying to get his hands on learning anything.
This is reporter Salvador Hernandez. He initially covered this story for BuzzFeed News and spoke with Alonso's family after Hurricane Harvey.
And pretty soon he was volunteering at the local radio station out there, 101.9 Supermix.
Alonso wanted to become a DJ, but he didn't know much. So he started out as basic as possible. Here's Alonso's older brother.
He taught himself how to use the equipment, and he would try to create a personality for himself so he could be a DJ.
After 4 years of volunteering, Alonso finally got a job as a DJ.
You know, everybody out there knew him as DJ Ocho.
Alonso's brother and sister say that when he was little, people would ask, "What's your name?" And he would say Aoncho instead of Alonso. But it sounded more like Ocho, Ocho, and it stuck.
And he became kind of like this celebrity personality in the town because everybody knew of DJ Ocho.
Feliz, feliz. Fuera Barraza, ¿cómo andamos? Supermix 101.9, la estación que te mueve, papá.
Alonso was a fixture in the Lufkin community, and when Harvey hit, he and his father were glued to the news.
His dad, Jesus, said that one time while they were sitting around watching TV, and he turned around to him and told him, tenemos que ir, we have to go.
His father gave Alonso a concerned look.
And kind of told him, like, well, what are you going to do? Like, we got to go help. And his dad, you know, told him, like, no, you got to stay here. You know, there are professionals out there. You need to let the people that know what they're doing, you know, head down there.
The next day, Alonso left the radio station early. His father found him at home.
When he saw his son, he asked him, you know, what's going on? Like, oh, I'm going to go out. What do you mean you're going to go out? I'm going to go out and go help. And his dad said he just knew that he wouldn't be able to convince him.
Alonso had made his decision.
Somebody came over in a white pickup truck, honked their horn, and his son walked out.
In the truck, Alonso met up with a group of volunteers and his childhood friend, Tomas Carreon.
So they borrowed a boat and headed down to Spring.
Once they got to Spring, an area just north of Houston, the group split and started looking for survivors. Tomas and Alonso went in one boat with a man named Luis Ortega, and the rest of the group went different ways. After some time on the boat, they went back to a less flooded area to get more supplies.
One of the guys that was in the boat walked out, gone back to the truck. When he turned around and went back, the boat was gone, and he thought it was a prank. The boat had gotten into the water and apparently had been pulled by the strength of the current toward a bridge where the boat was sucked underneath it, hit the top or the side of the bridge, we're not sure. And that's when the boat capsized and three of them went down.
Luis grabbed onto a tree and survived, but Alonso and Tomas went missing.
Some of the volunteers started looking for them. We know that at least a couple of people said that they were hearing screams in the water, in the darkness.
The volunteers called Alonso and Tomas's family in the middle of the night. Together, they expanded their search party and headed out to look for them. And then, during one of the searches, Tomas's brother-in-law, Tzivan Vasquez, noticed something.
He saw this bright white spot in the water kind of bobbing up and down. And it caught his attention. He looked over, and it was his brother-in-law's body.
2 days after Tomas's body was found, Alonso's brother-in-law found him.
He saw his body floating in the stream, and he was able to run out and pull him in.
In a lot of ways, Alonso and Tomas lived parallel lives. They were both undocumented at some point. Alonso was a DACA recipient, and Tomas became a legal resident through marriage. But that's not all they had in common.
I mean, they grew up in the same town in Mexico, end up in the same town in Texas. Both of their families describe them as very similar guys, right? These very helpful, almost recklessly generous guys.
When Alonso's family heard about DACA, they were excited for him. But
Alonso kind of lagged on it. You know, they said that he was always the hustler, except when it came to paperwork. So they had to push him.
Alonso's family told him that DACA would make it easier for him, that he would be able to work more easily, that he would really be able to build a permanent life for himself in Texas. Though Alonso dragged his feet, according to his family, he applied just before his deadline, which means he probably received DACA within the last year.
What Alonso told him was that with or without it, he was going to make it.
Supporters of DACA often act as mythbusters, explaining how most dreamers are productive members of society just like anyone else. But like any cross-section of American society, some of these young people are often extraordinary. People like Alonso, who jumped into a boat, no questions asked, to rescue strangers in a city hours away from his hometown, in a country that now seems to be saying it doesn't want him.
Thanks to producer Noam Hassenfeld for that story, and to BuzzFeed reporter Salvador Hernandez for his reporting in Houston.